Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Fazano and Sandy, how are you? 2 days in a row, we could talk about middle childs. Today's Middle Child Wednesday. And, yesterday was National Middle Child Day.
That's right.
Right? I don't know why they would put it on a Tuesday, because it's not the middle of the week. Right?
You know, I know. They should brainstorm with us. We'll help them out.
Yes, some irony needs to be put into this one.
There was a guy who runs the, National Middle Child Group or whatever. I don't know. He calls into the show every year on Middle Child, National Middle Child Day. And you would think that when this guy calls into the show, and it was off the air, so he didn't go on the air. When he calls into the, you would think I would be all about it. You think I would become best friends with him.
He is so freaking annoying.
I pretended I wasn't even listening in the conversation. I was like, is this why middle children are middle children? Because they are that annoying? Like, am I that annoying?
Yeah.
It made me to think, like, wait a minute.
Yep.
That's why
you're good on the radio.
I was like, oh my God, dude.
Well, so here's a guy who came up with an idea, and he's experienced the whole middle child thing. He's capitalized on it. It's like a pub thing just to spread the word about
parody,
satire, funny, oh, poor, what was me, middle child syndrome thing.
Something about his delivery is just, I don't know, bothersome.
Well, he tried to get on the air with us, and I'm like, I'd love it, but I basically did. I just blew him off, but I knew that you didn't want anything to do with him, so I'm like, I thought it'd be hilarious to do a middle child feature every Wednesday.
You would think that makes sense on paper. That makes sense. We always say, happy Middle Child Wednesday. Yeah. It would make something about this dude irks me.
Sandy's got that Italian psychic feel, like something's not right.
I don't know. I was like, oh, this should be my friend. This should be my bestie. I feel bad.
You could probably be like the coronated queen of the middle child world by embracing this and doing stuff with them. You could probably get on radio stations all over the country and make money from it.
I don't like it.
I don't need the money.
Middle children. No, I don't need that kind of attention what I mean? If you're going to fight for something, I don't know.
Funny that the stereotype middle child is never heard? And you're like, no, I don't want to be heard.
Yes, see? I know.
Look at you, all you screwed up conundrum thing.
What I'm saying. This is the exact thing that I was bringing up. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Because we've never been heard in here. I'm telling this guy to be quiet, sit in a corner, like his parents used to tell him.
It's your opportunity to be heard, and you're like, nah, Wasn't my idea, so it's stupid. There is rain coming into the area, possibly passing showers and thunderstorms, pop, 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 pop here, coming through mostly in the morning and then like a little bit later on today, too, about 84 degrees for the high, and that's it. Will it be enough to, you know, green up your lawn? Probably not. And there's that. But tomorrow, breaking through with lots of sun, less humidity, 82 degrees, which is going to feel like not a heat wave, even though 82 is like...
Bring your jacket tomorrow. Bring your jacket.
I know, right? Perseid meteor shower is on right now.
Okay.
And if you look up in the sky and it's clear, you might be able to see from midnight to like now.
What does that mean? What do I see?
Up to 100 shooting stars.
I didn't see anything. Did you?
You haven't been out.
Yes, I have.
You were out this morning already?
Look, I have windows in my house. I'm working from home today. That's why he's
saying
that.
Well, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I was...
I have windows. I look out the window every morning.
You got to kind of be out where it's like not like... You got to kind of really look up and...
Well, I'm asking you.
I did not.
Did you see any?
I have lots of trees, and there was sprinkles coming down when I was getting into work.
See what happens when you have trees? See? You miss all the good stuff. Chop those trees down.
No. Oh. Okay. Okay, guess what? Two pair of Bonnie Raitt tickets to sprinkle through your morning, speaking of sprinkles. And Bonnie Raitt is coming to CMAQ at the end of the month, and we got your tickets.
Also coming up, Jerker Justified, Facebook Marketplace Etiquette, because Scott doesn't want to give this dude a second chance. We're going to play How Well Do You Know the Other Side, and that's how you win the Bonnie Raitt tickets.
Okay.
Jill Schlesinger is coming on to CBS Mornings Business Analyst.
Yep.
Is coming on.
You've got a question for this morning.
I do.
You're put into like a weird position or something?
Well, we always open up the lines. If you ever have a money question for Jill, let us know because you can come on the air with her. But my daughter, she's starting to look at colleges, and she asked me, okay, well, how much money do I have? What kind of colleges, what price tag of colleges should I be looking at?
Because you've been saving. You've been 529-ing it or whatever, right?
Yeah. And I respected the fact that she even said that. So she has been listening to me nagging her. You know, like if she decides to go to Harvard, well, she's going to have to take out a massive loan. You know what I mean? But if she picks a SUNY school, maybe she won't have to take out as big of a loan. You know what I mean? So I appreciate the fact that she was actually asking that question. But then I was like, what do I tell her? The actual dollar amount? That's weird, isn't it?
All right. 8 o'clock, Jill Schlesinger will be on. We got all kinds of stuff this morning here on The Buzz. 98.9 The Buzz. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Fasano and Sandy. It is our 6 o'clock hour. I'm Scott Fasano. This is Sandy Waters. All right. Middle of summer. We're here, baby. Maybe on the other side of middle.
I don't say that.
All right. Well, okay. Beginning of summer here. And well, actually, today passing showers and thunderstorms, 84 degrees. They're doing that documentary on Seabreeze.
I saw that.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? There's actually the guy who's doing this documentary on our great Seabreeze amusement park is a special effects wizard from films like Return of the Jedi, and he worked on Back to the Future.
Yeah, I remember talking about it. I think it was, weren't we talking about it in the wintertime, right?
Yeah.
Because we were like, coming this summer. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So here's, now this is something I never knew. Both you and I grew up here. Did you realize that Seabreeze Amusement Park not only is the fourth oldest amusement park in America, but that's cool. But it's a second thought. It was meant to figure out what... See, every U.S. city basically had trolleys.
Oh, I did know this. We talked about it.
Yeah.
They
were like, okay, how can we make money on the weekends with the trolley services if everybody's not going to work? And then, so maybe at the end of the trolley line, like in the middle of a woods where it ends, like it's like, or at the lake or whatever, we'll just put like something there. And that's what turned into the modern day amusement park.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know, it is so cool. The history of it is wild.
Yeah.
It is wild. Yeah, I remember us talking about that.
Yeah. So he and his wife and a couple of other people and family friends are you know, making this little film set to debut May 1st on PBS. So that'll be kind of cool. He's doing 12. He's like, there's like 12 trolley parks. They used to call them trolley parks. And he's going to do one a year.
Where's he staying? Are you listening right now? How are you? Yeah. Welcome to Rochester.
Where is he?
Everyone treating you well? Nicely, I mean.
He grew up in Chautauqua County, so not too far.
Okay.
But yeah, that's cool. Now, speaking of amusement parks, Disney Plus, right? Disney, the great Disney. Did you see? Have you been on Disney Plus lately? They've got a new button to push.
If you click, oh no!
If you click on Disney, right? You know, you can click on Hulu or Star Wars or Marvel, that kind of stuff. There's another one called Disney Parks. If you click on that, it's 4K video, first person view POV of all the amusement park rides.
Oh my God! What a marketing genius move!
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Like Haunted Mansion. No, it's just you. Nobody else around. It's awesome. Or the Millennium Falcon or like Star Wars. I mean, ride.
Would that make you feel like, okay, I've done it. It's fine. Would that make you or want to go and into the
More,
to the ride?
Yeah. Like Ellie and I sat down yesterday for, it was almost an hour. We were just pounding through all these videos, like 5-6 minutes long. You know, the actual ride, you know, the.
So now you want to go on these rides. Yeah. I always wondered, like, if you, let's say it was in the Oculus, the virtual reality kind of glasses, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a roller coaster option.
Oh, sure.
I can't
do
it because it makes me sick.
Yeah.
But if you were to go through the theme park with those glasses, would that be enough for you? Or would you.
You're talking about sitting in your living room and doing the Disney experience through virtual reality?
Yeah.
Nah, it wouldn't be the same.
It's pretty legit. It's pretty real.
You've done it. I know, right? You've seen your dad.
Have
has
you parents? Ever done it?
Yeah, it's legit. I want one. Have you seen the skydiving one where you put on a wingsuit and they hook you to this thing?
Yeah, I can't do any of it.
They have these giant fans and you literally jump off a cliff and you can soar and you're suspended by a cable and these fans are blowing on you like you're falling.
It is so funny when you see kids play it because they're like just. Yeah, I don't know. They're talking to themselves in the other room. Have you ever seen a kid play it?
Mm.
Oh, it's so funny. My nephew plays it. My one friend's son plays it. And it's just, you know, they're just punching. I'm like, what game is he playing? He looks like he's having like an issue. We need to call the emergency room. What's happening? What is he doing with his body? Oh, he's just playing his game. Okay. And they're talking to themselves. Oh, it's so funny.
That's...
Part of me doesn't want to get into that Oculus thing, whatever, not only because it makes me sick, but also because you kind of look funny. You look ridiculous.
Well, you don't do it in front of people you don't know.
Well, you just, or people you know, that's the people who will razz you the most.
Seabreeze documentary airs May 1st on PBS, and have fun clicking through the Disney rides. It's really cool because it's 4K. It's like you are right there. It's amazing.
One big commercial.
Yeah,
Scott
man.
Fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Well, we haven't taken Ellie to Disney yet. I want to see which one she wants. Like, she didn't want this one Incredicoaster, like The Incredibles. She didn't want to do that.
Mm.
Like, okay, now
she's too young for the major rides yet.
Yeah.
She's all about the characters.
I know. Jackrabbit Seabreeze. I think she might just be tall enough this year.
Okay.
The Buzz.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Is Kodak saying it's closing up shop?
What?
Don't believe the headlines. Because if there's no hope in life, then what is life?
Oh, my God.
We believe in you, Kodak. Hang in there, buddy.
They're warning about substantial doubt that they can come out of this $500 million dollar thing, right?
So it's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Spisano and Sandy. Mm-hmm. And let's, for a moment, just relive the good old Kodak days. Can you with me, please? And for those of you who didn't have family who worked there or you're a transplant, let me put it this way. If anything happens to Kodak,
mm-hmm.
if we have to break up with Kodak... This will be the worst breakup our heart has ever felt.
But haven't we already been in a separation? If you're going to come to this relationship, like we've been separated for decades now.
I know, but there's always like a little glimmer of hope still in all of our souls.
I know.
All like, something will happen because they made a major mistake when they didn't embrace digital.
Quickly
way
enough.
Back.
Yeah, right.
We might not need to go back there because it just gets us all upset and
mm-hmm.
frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But like that was it. That was the meal ticket. That was their biggest mistake. Okay. And now, ever since, we're like, come on, buddy, you got this.
You can do it.
So, to catch you up, yes, Kodak flagged a serious warning in its latest financial filing, expressing substantial doubt, like Scotty said, about its ability to continue is a growing concern. Kodak lacks committed financing or sufficient liquidity to meet debt obligations coming due within the next year.
Yeah.
So they're actually pivoting towards advanced materials and chemicals segment, specifically FDA registered facility right here in Rochester will begin producing phosphate buffered saline for labs.
How about
future
that?
Plans to expand into injectable IV saline.
Okay, good, good, good. Let's do it.
We're not a Kodak company anymore. Hey, we're not a camera company.
It's always times to grow, I guess. And if that's they can make money doing that, do it. Everybody needs phosphate injected saline.
I know, but it still hurts. It's a camera company.
What about the pension thing?
Okay, so, well, I wondered, okay, I could give you all the details, sure. A financial model estimates Kodak's probability of bankruptcy is approximately 4.5%, reflecting a noticeable but not imminent default risk. Okay, so it's non-imminent. There's still hope, see?
Okay.
Kodak is teetering. The company itself admits it may not be able to stay afloat. That's what Kodak says. Okay, hey. Stock plunged about 26%. Very good. Lifeline is in play. They're calling it a lifeline. Pension asset reversion, possible refinancing, new capital injections could stabilize things if successfully executed. So, yeah, they're trying all these ways to get money, but so, I don't know.
So pension, and you tell me because I know your dad worked at Kodak and he was a lifer there, right? You get you get a pension for the rest of your life, right? Is that how it works?
Well, I think they got away with that. Like, he took the buyout, so he didn't get a pension.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But
everybody's very different, and I don't understand the pensions, really, to be honest with you. So if you're going to ask me a question, I'm not sure.
A pension doesn't mean, like, you get it for 5 years and then it's done. Like, you literally get it. You just keep getting it until you pass.
See, I don't know. And I think everybody's different, and I think they switched it up. I think I don't know.
I don't know
if it's very easy to just say a blanket statement to describe it or not.
There's variations of it. Okay,
yeah, I don't know.
But they're thinking of stopping the pensions. Would that mean from here on in, or the people like from 20 years ago on now?
And that news came out, we talked about it a few months ago. I think it was last month we talked about them reworking the pensions and whatever. Yeah, so
I don't know.
I mean, I thought we could take a moment here and just relive the good old Kodak days, because we do remember it being like the flagship of Rochester. There was
absolutely
so much stinking pride when you went into work, or when you would tell somebody, "I work for Kodak."
Mm-hmm.
There's pride there, right?
But everybody else said, "Me too."
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe that's what it is, because we were in this together. Like, as a kid, with my dad, my dad, my aunt, my cousin. Like, I have so many people that worked for Kodak that when I told people that and they were like, me too, it was like this instant connection.
At one point, wasn't there like 30,000 people employed at Kodak from around here at one point?
Yeah,
60,000, something crazy like that. I mean, it ran this economy. Especially during Kodak bonus time.
Oh, my God. Kodak bonus time. That is like the best.
Yeah, man. That's when
that was the best.
That's
I would wake up.
That's when a smoke was a smoke. And
I remember it so vividly. We were living in Greece in Stony Creek in this little gray ranch. And I would run down the hall to the kitchen table in our little tiny green kitchen. And there it was. Piles of money. One for me, one for my older sister. I don't know if my younger sister was born yet. She may have missed out on the Kodak bonus days. But to us, it was piles. I have to ask my dad how much really he left for us. It probably was like $10 in ones. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
right,
it looked
right, like
a massive pile. That's even awesome. My mom got a pile. It was just
nice
cool.
Of him.
I know. He's a sharing man.
Hi, good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, Trucker Ray, what's up, man?
Hey, first of all, I just got to say, I love you guys for keeping it real, even when you make mistakes.
Yes, that's what we do. It's our forte.
That's why I love you guys. Secondly, back in the day, the big three that I remember was, of course, Kodak, Xerox, and AC Delco.
What about Bausch & Lomb? About Bausch & Lomb?
Bausch & Lomb, yes. That was, but they weren't as, they were bigger through the 50s to the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and they started fading sooner.
Yeah.
But
you know what I ask? I wonder if the people who are going into work now, like think of the company that you work for. If they're saying, hey, listen, it's not looking good. How do you go into work every day with that positive attitude and the morale and the drive to work hard? That must be so hard for those employees.
Yeah.
I worked at Kodak from 91 to 2001.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Okay, and even then, that's why people were taking the buyouts. They saw it back then. And they knew it was getting bad. They started privatizing things, hiring out. They weren't doing their own things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They were tearing down buildings so they didn't have the tax base for buildings that were semi-used or not being used anymore and weren't going to come back to be used.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kodak, about the mid-90s, the late-90s, was a total 180 of what it used to be.
Yeah, right.
I wish the CEO at the time would talk to the employees, right? I mean, how about that for a CEO to take down a company with those bad decisions?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and unfortunately, as you said, and it brings up bad memories, is that one if only.
Oh, yeah.
They were so staunch on film that they didn't want to look at digital. And it actually started, do you guys remember what was that one camera? It started back then with that
Brownie
camera, the disc camera. Started with the disc camera.
Oh, right.
And then, I was like, "What's that?"
Yep, started with the disc camera, and from that point forward, Kodak slowly kept slipping a notch.
Yeah, totally remember that.
Yeah.
Ray, thanks. Got another call. Yep. Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, be good, guys.
Okay, bye. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about the bonus that Sandy was mentioning.
Yeah, the famous Kodak bonus. People go out and buy cars with cash.
Well, I was a bank teller at Culver Ridge.
Wow.
And everybody and their brother came in with their check. And they had to have that money, cash, right on the bear hug. I used to bring my drawer up probably $200,000 to $300,000.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and they came in with their check, happy, happy, happy. Then they sent what they wanted, and they came back the next day and deposited the rest of what they left after they spent all their money.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, back then, TVs, smaller stuff, whatnot, what have you. The money, these people, men, women, doesn't matter, had to have that cash in that hand.
Yeah.
Make sure
to leave piles on the kitchen table for their kids.
Yeah.
Like that was my dad.
So imagine you were one banker at one bank and you had to pull a couple hundred grand on bonus day.
At least.
Imagine how many other banks had that same scenario. And I'm sure it wasn't just you in your drawer. It was like everybody in your line, right?
Right.
That's crazy.
And at Culver Ridge, we were in the heart of, when Northgate, Northgate. Northgate Plaza.
Okay, yeah.
We were Greece. That was it.
Yeah.
For the people, all the homeowners in there worked for Kodak, and we had Wegmans back then there before, Britton Road School there and everything. Pennies, all that stuff. Yeah, they had to have that money. I'm sorry. Then I went to Culver Ridge, and that was a little different, but Northgate was it.
$10,000 to $15,000.
It depended on how long you worked there. But remember, this was your money.
Now,
they took money out and then they gave it back to you. It's kind of oxymoron.
Yeah, right, exactly. Saying. Yeah, but just a few. Okay, so $10,000, what year-ish was this?
At least, my daughter's 44, at least 30 years ago, 35.
And 10 grand 30 years ago was way more money than it is right now.
God, you must have been so jealous. You must have been so jealous.
Yes. And the people were, they were so money hungry. They'd give it to me. They were rude waiting in line because, all these other people were doing the same thing.
I love it. Great story.
Yeah, great story.
Yeah, so. Thanks for taking us back. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Morning.
Bye. On the Buzz, this is Pisano and Sandy. A big blob of rain coming through the area here with passing showers and thunderstorms. 84 degrees for the high already, 73.
Okay, so now I'm not bringing this up because I don't want to be like my cute little old paranoid Italian father. But when I saw this story, I'm like, we need to address this on the air. because this is very concerning to me and to anybody else who is a woman or who has a daughter. Parents of daughters are going to be sadly triggered and maybe a little bit more paranoid now the next time your daughter says that she's taking an Uber, because apparently between 2017 and 2022, Uber received approximately 400,000 reports of sexual assault or misconduct in the U.S. Yeah. That's an average of one every 8 minutes.
That's crazy.
But Uber did not report those numbers. They underreported those numbers. And, oh, by the way, they stopped reporting after 2022.
Where did we find these numbers then?
I think they were forced to come forward with the numbers or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyhow, I don't know how we're finding these numbers now. But yeah, they've been uncovered, released, unsealed, whatever. Uber had publicly shared only about 12,000 serious incidents. So it was 400,000. Mm. They reported 12,000.
Oh my God.
Is that insanity?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, and they're saying, so now Uber says that 75% were less serious. That's why we didn't report them.
Oh, of course.
Less serious, meaning unwanted comments. That's under the less serious category. Flirting, less serious category.
Oh, God.
Explicit language. It's okay. That's under the less serious.
But all of these less serious things were reported. So they were serious enough to report from the person it was coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, so this is why it's coming out now. 2,300 victims are joining together and filing a lawsuit.
A class action, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's why. Wow, that's wow, why. Wow. That's right.
It's so weird. Do you ever take an Uber around here?
I haven't. Wait, let me think. Have I been in an Uber in Rochester? I don't think so.
I had to just once in an emergency, like go from like just a little bit too far to walk back to my house. But I always would have, if ever taken an Uber, it's always out of town on vacation or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Which is even more scary because as a woman, you're already in your unfamiliar
territory. Yeah, you
don't know
where you are. Right.
And now you're dealing with this. Right. My daughter, actually, because she takes Ubers all the time, she's always traveling for business and she's solo traveling and she's solo Ubering. She'll either call me and we just talk the entire Uber ride.
Oh.
Or she does leave. This is a little bit crazy, but she does do this. She'll take a piece of her hair and leave it in the car. Just in case something, God forbid, happens, they can trace her DNA back to his car. Yeah. I know. That might be a little crazy. That's how women have to live.
Who suggested that?
I don't know where she saw that. But I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Like, really. Females, please call in because, Scott, you think, and my husband does this too. They roll their eyes, they laugh about it, whatever, whatever. Stop living in fear. Women, we have to. This is being extra cautious and aware. And when you look for a fellow female Uber driver, which we tend to do, and which my daughter says she does, there's not enough female Uber drivers out there. So you could be waiting for quite some time.
Do you think that the reason that there's not a lot of female Uber drivers is that maybe more men take Ubers than women and they would be a little bit more leery to pick up a guy?
You know what?
It's going,
I don't
it
know.
Could go both ways, right?
I don't want to be an Uber driver because I'm nervous.
Well, you'd
that's
be
why
horrible.
I wouldn't. Oh, I would be terrible. Oh, that's only one reason. There's a lot of reasons why.
Directionally challenged as it is, I mean, come on.
They would look at me and be like, "No, no, we're not having you. Sorry." As desperate as we are, no. Any Uber drivers listening right now? What is it really like? Is this a sensationalized story, even though it's a lawsuit? So there's some validity to it,
right?
But should we be worried? Should we be nervous of our daughters taking an Uber? No.
Yeah, I mean, there's always risk, right, for everything that we do. I mean, I'm scared going through traffic signals these days because people just run lights all the time. I saw another one this morning. So there's always a level.
It just bothers me. Unwanted comments. Oh, that's not a big deal. Explicit language. Oh, that's fine. Never taking Uber again. So, I won't be able to get around. I'll have to go back to taxis. Old school taxis.
And taxis probably had the same kind of deal.
No, they gave me a weird vibe, too.
Yeah, okay then.
I'm walking.
Good morning, The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Coming up on a little after about 7:07 right now.
Okay, there's a lot of us who were born and raised here, yet we don't really know the other side. And when I say the other side, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. If you're a West Sider, we're talking about the East Side. If you live on the East Side, we're talking about the West Side. Okay. And a lot of you are transplants and you think, what the hell? Why are you guys so divided?
Well,
I don't know.
Because 26 years ago, we needed a bet, and then we've now divided the city of Rochester. It's fantastic.
It wasn't us.
No.
We're not the one who started the stigma. Well, you just said we did. Okay. So anyhow, we like to play every once in a while on the show, how well do you know the other side?
I want to play.
And if you do, I'm going to ask you, Scotty,
okay,
because you're an East Sider, so I'm going to ask you West Side questions. But
yeah,
anyone else, if you're listening right now and you want to join in on this, 818-2899. If you want to play along, first call through, we'll give you Bonnie Raitt tickets for
playing. Yeah, man.
We'll give you the tickets no matter what. But, okay. So, this first question, West Side, how well do you know the other side?
Okay, so I'm an East Sider. I live in Webster. Have for 27 years now.
Almost, and you pride yourself on knowing all things Rochester.
Well, let's see.
This one is from West Side Jim, who messaged me a while ago and said, I love when you guys do this. And he gave me a whole ton of questions.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
In Ogden.
Ogden?
In Ogden.
Okay.
How do locals refer to the intersection of Washington Street and Whittier Road?
Whitwash. I'm going down, you got to go through Whitwash and then keep going 2-3 miles.
That's actually good. That's a good guess.
If you go through Whitwash, make sure you go past Delco first. And once you go past Delco, then it's Whitwash and then over there in that intersection.
Anyone live in that area?
What
is Scott
it?
Right?
I thought so.
It's referred to as Town Pump.
That's the intersection?
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know the history of that. I don't know if it's because way back in the day, that was like the town pump where everybody would go to get their water, and now, I don't know.
Well, maybe
it's
named after a hooker.
Oh, wow. So if you live in that area, let us know the backstory. Okay, number two. Okay,
what?
What is the name of the restaurant? Oh, you're going to know this. Okay, what is the name of the restaurant that is in the same plaza as Walmart that is the Italian restaurant on the West Side, where the owner is loved by all and is still working at his age of 80? Wait, is it 86 or 89? Hold on. Oh, shoot.
Just doesn't 86. Matter. At his age.
At his age, which is 80-something. 86.
Red Fidelli's Brookhouse?
Yes, that's it.
Thank you. Man, I almost said McDonald's.
Oh, stop. Give me... Uh-huh. One, give me the name of one plaza in the town of Gates.
Gates?
You cannot say Gates Plaza.
Right,
you have
right.
to say another one.
Well, I know which one it is. It's Northgate Plaza. Sorry, I don't know.
You got three to choose from.
I don't.
Westgate Plaza, where Walmart, Dollar Tree, Panera Bread, GameStop are.
Wait.
The shops at Westgate Park.
Oh.
Or Panera Bread is. Or Gateway Plaza Shopping Center.
And Northgate Plaza isn't. That's in Greece?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Westgate Plaza. Damn it! Gotcha.
How well do you know the other side? Apparently, not that well.
I failed miserably.
Well, there you go. Now we're educated. Now we know the town pump. Somebody who lives in that area. I'm going to meet you at the town pump.
What was her name? All right. It's coming up about 7:11, about 7:12 after. And any rain, it's going to pause for a while, but it's still now south of Rochester. It's kind of like angled up. It's over Lake Ontario now. So we'll see 84 degrees for the high today from 98.9 to Buzz. Okay, so this jerker justified. I don't think I'm a jerk when it comes to this. This has to do with me and selling my golf cart.
You're not giving the dude a second chance.
No.
I think his excuse was pretty good.
I got ghosted, and I'm pissed. We'll talk about it next, and you'll get to vote jerk or justified.
Got a story Spazano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is no second chance, bud.
Jerk. Or justified.
When you ghost me after waiting around all afternoon and buying my golf cart, there is no second chance.
It's so weird because you are all about second chances. You are all, like, people do horrible things, and you're like, but maybe they can change. People can change.
Well, it's different scenarios. Restaurants, you give them three times. If you don't like the food once, go back again. If you don't like the food, go back again. If you don't like the food, then they
suck. Three times? Wow, that's a lot of time. Yeah. And this guy, you're not giving him even a second chance?
No! This whole thing, he completely ground me down to the lowest possible price for this golf cart that we're selling. And yeah, it's old and it's used and it needs batteries, but it still has value, right? And it's a solid golf cart. Just needs batteries. We upgraded to a new one. And it's time to sell. My wife goes on Facebook Marketplace, gets all kinds of hits, but then nothing ever happens. Finally, guys, I'll give you this. I'm driving from Auburn. I'm going to meet you at the location where our camper is. Now, this happened, what's today?
Oh, he's not driving to Webster.
No.
You have to meet him in Auburn. Okay.
No, I have to meet him. He has to meet me in Fairhaven, right? And I'm like, okay, I get it. So all of a sudden, now this was, what was this? Monday? What's today? Wednesday?
How far is Auburn to Fairhaven?
I don't know. All I know is he said he'll be there.
Hours? Are we talking? Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, hour and a half, maybe.
All the details, okay.
Like hour and a half. It's not close. And neither am I. I'm an hour away.
Okay.
And I come home, I got all these plans Monday, things to do. The weekend was kind of like, you know, we did all kinds of stuff there at the camper. And then we came back. I actually came into work Monday morning right from Fairhaven. So I drove an hour and 15 minutes all the way here to work. And my wife's like, hey, I think we got this hit. We're good. Let's do it. I'm like, when? He's like, he can do it today. I'm like, oh. So I get in my car as soon as I get home and immediately drive all the way back there again. So I'm sitting there, and 1:30 was the time. And I said to my wife, he said he'd text me when he's 15 minutes out. I'm like, okay. So 15 minutes out, no answer. She texts him, no answer. It's 1:30. That's D-Day. That's the time. 1:45. 1:50. She sends another text. Nothing. 2:00. Nothing. She has a doctor's appointment at 3:00. 2:15, nothing. 2:30, nothing.
Oh, that's it. We're done here.
And I'm like, you know what? I've got to be back in town in an hour to get my daughter from Y Camp. So guess what? Mr. Cricket, Jiminy, the man who ghosted me, you're done. I'm done. Later that night, about 7:30. Oh, so sorry. My son got hurt at camp and we had to take him to urgent care.
Okay, that's kind of a good excuse.
I don't believe that excuse.
Oh, you don't?
No. Would you? I'm ghosting him. He ghosted me. I'm ghosting him. Deal is off. Go on to the next person who wants the golf cart.
Oh, you're not even giving it to him?
Nope.
At all?
Nope. I didn't even respond.
Because did he say, oh, sorry, I missed it. My kid was at urgent care. Can I still come? Was it that kind of text? He still wants it.
Well, my wife got the text, but I was done. I'm like, nope, done.
Okay, so he still wants it, and you're saying no.
I am saying no. It wasted almost 5 hours of my day.
Yeah, but his kid was at urgent care. The last thing he's thinking about.
How do you know that?
Wow. The guy who gives everybody the benefit of the doubt.
I do, but let's do the timeline. Okay, 818-2899. Am I jerk or justified to just move on to the next possible buyer?
What's Facebook Marketplace etiquette?
818-2899. First call through gets Bonnie Raitt in concert on the 23rd of August at CMAC. Going to be a great show, Bonnie Raitt in concert, 818-2899. Let me just explain something real quick, all right?
Yeah,
all okay. Right. Real quick. Do the timeline. He was supposed to be there at 1:30, and like 8 p.m., he texts.
We don't know what kind of injury his kid suffered. The last thing you're thinking about when your kid is injured is, oh, let me make sure I reach out to the Facebook Marketplace person. I really hope this guy is listening right now, and I really hope he calls into the show.
Me too. That'd be nice, because if you... I'd like a doctor's note,
can we
please
call him? You have his number, don't you?
No.
Let's call him.
I don't have his number. It was just
he texted your wife.
He didn't text. It was through, like, Facebook.
Oh, you said text. I thought they exchanged numbers.
Right. Okay. Let's go to the call. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, Jerk or Justified, to not give this guy another chance.
Justified.
Thank you.
Screw him.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It's not the first guy. His kid was in urgent care. That's cool. No problem. But at the end of the day, move on. It's something you posted, and you need to just move on with it.
Well, he committed to 1:30 p.m., okay? As 1:30 happened, which means he would have had to... He would have had to leave, like, an hour before 1:30. So, like, come on.
You don't know when the accident. It's just, does it matter to give him a second chance? Listen, tell him to drive to Webster then.
I don't have the golf cart in Webster.
That's the easiest thing. Look, that's the easiest thing to tell somebody. Hey, my kid had an accident. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be late.
That is true.
Hey, there's something wrong with my kid. I'm so sorry. I can't come to work.
Right.
Hey, there's something wrong with my kid. I'm so sorry. No.
Right.
There's a lot of people who blame their children.
I'm sorry, too.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, too. Well, I'm sorry you couldn't come get the golf cart. I'm sorry I moved on first come, first serve.
And I'm sorry, but you won tickets to Bonnie Raitt in concert. Congratulations.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Yay.
All right. Who says?
This is Megan, your pizza delivery girl.
Oh, there you go.
We love Megan.
You haven't won anything in the last 30 days, have you?
I have not won anything in the last, I don't even know how long.
Well,
how
hold on then. We'll hook you up. Stay right there, okay? Congrats. Thank you. Let's do this one. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified to not play games with this guy anymore.
Yeah, I think that he should compensate you for a couple of the hours that he wasted of your time.
Yeah.
How is he going to do that?
Hey, dude who ghosted me, can you send me your Venmo link so you can send me money because of my inconvenience and I'm not going to give you the golf cart?
Just up the price of the golf cart, I think he's saying.
I think you're just being a little stubborn. You're just being a little, you should get, you want to get rid of the golf cart, but it just bothers you that he wasted the 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And actually, honestly, you are desperate to get rid of this golf cart. He's doing you a favor taking it off your hands.
Nah.
And you're sounding like a little stubborn brat right
Not
now.
Not that desperate. I mean, it's half of what I want to get for it. So, all right. Anyway.
Okay. Jerk or justified? Where am I putting your tally?
Jerk.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Right next to mine.
Okay.
I think you're being a meanie.
Fine.
Facebook Handyman John, I was going to say Facebook John. No, it's Handyman John said, Facebook Marketplace sucks.
Yeah.
I think you're justified, Scott, but I would answer him and tell him if you still want it, price it up to cover the gas and time to drive there. I like that idea.
Yeah, but then it makes it awkward. Like, hi, remember I punished you? Yeah.
Yeah, my kid's got a broken arm.
You know, like, who knows? I just not, no.
You're so worried about conflict, you just will be like, no.
That's not conflict. That's you ghost me, I ghost you. Have a nice day.
Justified, you don't waste someone's time like that and expect another shot. If it mattered, he would have called. My goodness, look at the flood of texts. An hour driving for nothing? That's disrespectful. If he's serious, he can find another cart. My God, ghosting with no heads up is a red flag. He might flick again. Where are you people who don't?
It's true.
You people don't care about his kid? People in urgent care? Think of the last time you had to rush your kid somewhere, urgent care, emergency room, whatever. You're not thinking about your Facebook marketplace.
Why are you not considering the other 50% chance that he's not being truthful?
Did you Facebook stalk him? Here's the real question. What is he like? What is his personality? Does he even have a kid?
Right. I mean, I don't know. My wife
I always Facebook stalk everybody.
Nah, Facebook marketplace. I just look at whatever.
Fine. All right. You win this case, my friend.
Thank you. You win.
The verdict is.
Thank you.
Justified.
Justified.
Jug or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
As a follow-up, I got another guy who's going to come and see it next week.
I was going to give you the floor here if you wanted to sell it on the air. I was going to give you the opportunity.
How much
is it going for? How much are we selling this golf cart for?
Why don't you go to the ad and find out? It's coming up on 7:45 now on 98.9 The Buzz. More passing showers.
Uncomfortable.
And, I'm not going to say.
Wait.
How much do you make for a year? How much do you make?
This is a perfect walk into what our next conversation is.
Okay.
Numbers, for some reason, everybody is like, it should be no big deal talking numbers. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't. You posted it to social media. Everybody knows how much the golf cart is for. But yet when you ask somebody, what is the dollar amount? It makes them feel uncomfortable. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Mornings is going to come on the air with us. And what my daughter asked me was just that. Mom, how much money did you save for me for college? And when she said that, I was like, do you tell your kid exactly the exact dollar amount?
All right.
We'll address that with Jill. Plus, also, what do you secretly judge people for? That's coming up to you on the show today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
You know how lucky we are because, you know, Jill is in between hits on network television right now down at the CBS Broadcast Central, and she found a couple minutes to break out and do some Rochester radio. Jillie, morning.
Good morning. Yes, if anyone would like to see these hits, they can go after they listen to your show.
Yes.
They can go onto my website, jillonmoney.com, and the video section, and they'll be there. It's so fabulous.
Oh, my God. You have a producer. You must have a producer.
Yeah, I do. I know I do. I have Mark. He's the best. Producer Mark.
And you can reach out to Jill there. When you're on Jill on Money, read all the blogs and all the good stuff and watch the videos, and then you can reach out to her directly. Or you can come on the air with us if you ever have a question.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love when we did that recently.
Yeah,
that
I think we might have someone for next week. Oh, also, while you're on the website, buy her book so she can feed her dogs.
There you go.
Right,
you.
Exactly. Right. You know, okay. Sandy, it's funny. I was just, I know you were, you've got younger kids. One of the things I just put up on the website is a blog post about a financial foundation for young adults. And I understand you have something to tell me about that.
Mm. Ooh, yes. Okay. So I didn't think I would feel as comfortable as I did when my daughter asked me this question, because I am all about, we should be open with our numbers. Excuse me. We should learn from each other. How are you doing it? Talk to me. Like, it shouldn't be taboo, right?
Right.
I say it. And then when my daughter asks me, you know, because she's a junior, she's going into her junior year, and she's starting to kind of feel the landscape of colleges and what colleges are out there and mm-hmm. what she has an interest in. And she said, well, Mom, before I can do this, let me know, how much money did you save for me so I know what kind of college, what price tag I'm looking at?
And you did the 529 thing, the New York State thing, right?
I did some of the 529, but a lot of just a brokerage account.
Okay, cool.
And I was like, I was stunned. Jill, I didn't think I was going to react like that. I was like,
You don't want to tell her?
Do I tell her the exact dollar amount? Like, I don't want her to think.
Well, wait a minute. Because if you tell her the exact dollar amount, right?
Yeah.
Then you might actually have her spend everything there is.
Yeah.
Or, like, have you explained to her? Like,
okay.
All right. So how did you handle it?
This is how I handle that, and you critique it and give us advice.
This is awesome.
So I told her, listen, I saved a lot. I held back a lot of what I wanted so I could save for your college. I had to put the guilt in there. Okay, very good. And then
Well done.
Okay. So then I said, listen, now this is your money, so use it wisely. If you don't spend all of it, you get to walk out of college with a chunk of change.
Oh.
So be strategic when you're thinking about what college to go to, because the first 2 years really don't matter as far as, like, your diploma is going to say the last year of college. That's the college name on the diploma. So just be a little strategic and mindful when you're picking the colleges, because you don't want to spend all of it.
Yeah.
But when she was like, okay, well, tell me the dollar amount. How much?
Did
what
you
are we talking?
Or not?
Well, I was worried to tell her, because I don't want her to think, oh, I don't have to work as hard because Mom saved up all this money. So I said, what? That's not good? I don't know. It was weird. Jill, I never was asked, like, exact dollar amount before from anybody.
You've always been weird about money and disclosure, and you're, like, very, very, like, you
Even
know.
Though I'm supposed to be open.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow. Yeah, it's just kind of interesting to think that, like, you want to open it up, you want to be clear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but on the other hand, it's like, you know, there are people who are very nervous about telling their children about the wealth that they may inherit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there is a case to be made that, like, if you don't tell them everything, then, you know, they're pleasantly surprised. But, like, what if they were like, you know, well, because I'm going to inherit a whole bunch of money, I don't have to just take a dreadful job where I'm going to slug it out for, you know, 40 years.
Right.
Maybe I could take a job that's like a helping job, or, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So
there's a double-edged sword here for your daughter. So what percentage of the total value of the money saved for college did you tell her existed? Like, in other words, if you had $100,000 saved, did you tell her, you know, 50, or did you tell her the full amount?
I told her, if you pick the SUNY school route, I got you covered.
Okay, all right. That's
so
fair.
If she picks, like, RIT of U of R, I ain't got $80,000 a year saved up for her.
Right, right. Okay, so that seems reasonable, though, don't you say? I think that actually sounds good.
Okay, so you gave her, like, a ballpark and vague as to not either persuade her to find a more expensive college or a least expensive college,
like,
right?
Like, at least a year, if you can do 40 a year. Find a college that's 40 a year, which I don't even know if that exists anymore.
What's SUNY?
What's
SUNY?
What is SUNY?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know nowadays. I don't. Back when I went to school.
Come on, check us.
Yeah.
Fact check us.
Help us out,
let's
people.
Let's go. SUNY in-state tuition. Let's do a quick fact check.
When I went to SUNY Geneseo, it was like hardly anything. It was great. Back then, I was just like, oh, you want to go? Okay. Yeah.
And in the next 2 years, because she's got 2 more years, it's probably going to even go up more.
Well, it says here, I just did a quick State University of New York, and if you're a New York resident, it looks like direct costs are about $25,000, indirect $4,000, so it's about $30,000 in state, and maybe maybe Sandy, like the 40 is probably the right number just because like other stuff.
Like, yeah.
So maybe it's like 40 is probably right for in-state,
right.
Which I know it sounds like a lot, but like we don't do well with calculating inflation. You know, there is one thing I want everyone to listen up about. This is, I think, important, and that is if you have a 529 plan, right, mm-hmm. and you don't use all the money. I just had a conversation with this with a friend of mine about this. She had twins. One spent most of the money in the 529. The other one went to a cheaper school, mm-hmm. and they didn't use all the money. And she's like, I said, well, how much money do you have left? So here's the deal. When you have leftover 529 money, if the account has been open for 15 years, you can actually use that money to fund a Roth IRA. And you can put in up to whatever the limit is this year. So let's say I had, let's say there's 30 grand left over. You could put $7,000 in the Roth IRA this year, and then the subsequent year for the kid, right? Oh. And you do this, whatever the limit is.
Mm-hmm.
The lifetime is you can do $35,000 total.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like a really good benefit.
Wait, is
of
that,
a 529 plan.
Huh.
Is that New York State follows that rule? Because I know there's some federal rules with 529 that New York State doesn't follow.
No, like, that's a total, like paying, that's, okay. That is a new thing. That's a Secure
that's
Act 2.0
awesome.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use leftover 529 plan, whoever
that.
The beneficiary is, you can switch. And let's just say that you had like two 529s, right? One for each of you, like, and one of your daughters didn't go to school.
Right.
Well, you could move the money between the two, equalize it so that there's 35 grand each,
mm-hmm.
and then you can start putting that money into Roth IRAs. Again, as long as the account was open for 15 years.
Okay, don't tell Leah about that, because I told her she lost that money when she didn't go to college, and Lexi has it now, so don't let her know about
that. I don't know if that was the nicest thing for you to do, okay?
I know, really.
But she's on her way, isn't she?
Well, I saved other money. The other money that I saved in the brokerage account before I knew about the 529, mm-hmm. I gave it to her,
yeah.
even though...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
First critique how do you talk to your kids about the dollar amount? Because I know that's a big conversation.
I think you handled it beautifully. I really do, and I'll tell you why. I think that you are able to just give. You want to know what are the guardrails, right? So the guardrails are okay. I have you set up for state school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfect. You don't have to say the exact dollar amount.
Right.
You really don't.
Right.
So I do think it's that's really helpful. I also think that the conversation, even though you're having it now, she's a junior. I really like that conversation happening in freshman year of high school.
Wow.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Because then you can set your sights. You can adjust on the way, and there's no surprises by the time you're
exactly.
a senior. Right?
I honestly don't think enough parents are having the conversation though. I think
they're not, because it's embarrassing to the parents, and you should not be embarrassed, really. You know, I think when I speak to parents, what happens is they'll say things to me like, well, my parents paid for my college.
Mm-hmm.
And what is very clear is that the cost of college, the inflation rate of college costs has gone up so much more than the overall inflation rate that... It's almost like an impossible comparison. It's like saying, you know, when we got out of school that, you know, you could get an apartment in New York for the equivalent of today, like in today's dollars, I could get an apartment in New York for, you know, $1,000 a month. And even with inflation, let's call it $3,000 a month. And right now the median rent is $5,000 a month. Completely different.
Right.
And I think that that's people feel bad. They feel less than for actually having this inability to foster an education.
They let their kids down because they didn't. They don't have it, but it's impossible. These price tags are insane. So in the next two years, or in the next whatever years, is it gonna keep going up? Like, what's gonna happen? Something's got to change.
Well,
right?
The rate of inflation of college costs has slowed down dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatically, okay. It really has.
Okay.
And so that's the good news. You know, the other piece of good news is that we now understand that there is. That kids who don't pay attention to college costs, I think there's enough written about school loans and how hard it is. I do think that there's a much greater awareness of how your choices when you're in college can follow you throughout your life. That, I think, is like sort of like the idea that when I talk to younger people about putting money into their retirement accounts, they're sort of on top of it. They're like, of course, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
But I think that if I look 10 years ago, they were not doing that as much. They really weren't.
Interesting. A little more fiscally
more aware of what needs to happen.
That's great. One quick more question about the 529 for people that maybe have started one. And what is the out? You gave one out where you could take the leftover and roll it into a Roth. What's the other option? Does it just become free money?
Free?
It's
what do you
never
mean
free
that?
Money. Well, it's never money
free money. Okay, so let me just, so first and foremost, the New York plan is an incredible plan.
Yeah.
New York Saves is the name of the 529 plan. It's the college savings plan. NYSaves.org.
Mm-hmm.
That is like anybody, you should not use anything else. You really should not.
Really? Wow.
So, no, not at all. So what you can do is a 529 plan can be used to, you can shift money to other people in your family, other siblings, right? Or you can use it yourself. You can move it to the parents. I have found that there are some people who have leftover money from their kids, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to use this for a certificate program for myself. I'm going to use this. So that's another thing. And then the other piece of this is that if you put the money in and you don't use it, and it's beyond that $35,000, if you take the money out, you'll pay a fee, and you'll have to pay the taxes. Because remember, the whole point of getting this money in the plan is that it is not taxed if it's used for higher education.
All right. Very good. That is all cleared up. Appreciate that. Jill Schlesinger, thanks for taking a couple minutes. You're the best.
All right. Take care, gang.
Go to JillOnMoney.com. That's JillOnMoney.com and find out all the TV hits you did today. Okay. See you next week.
And have that conversation with your kids. As awkward and uncomfortable as it is, I'll hold your hand. Call me.
So you're not going to do anything more. No follow-up, right?
What do you mean, no follow-up?
You're not going to tell her?
I mean, she has a good... If I gave her the bumpers, she has a good idea.
There you go.
And who knows in the next 2 years what's going to happen.
I know, right?
Exactly. I don't know.
Watch AI get into like a pill and you swallow it and you have college in your... Like, you know everything.
I know. It's just... Right.
Good morning. 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy here. And about 8:25 right now.
It doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
Just confess. You secretly judge people. We all do. 818-2899, if you're bold enough. First person to be bold enough. We'll give you Bonnie Raitt tickets.
Bonnie Raitt's coming to CMAC, yeah.
What do you secretly judge people for? And I bring this up because I'll be the first. I'll give the example.
Okay.
So I went to the dentist the other week. And this is a very new office, brand new office for me. So shout out to Dr. Yorko. Fantastic. Like, this guy is amazing. Out of all the dentists that I've ever been to, he is the nicest guy ever. But
excellent.
Anyhow.
Great.
I mean, a lot of dentists I've been to, they're all listening. You're all very nice, but this guy was very nice. Okay, anyhow.
Back paddle.
Yep, very good. I'm having second thoughts of saying that. So, anyhow, I had to get a filling. Okay, so you go in for one appointment, and they give you a temporary filling, send you on your way for a week, and then you come back and get the final thing. Okay. So now my routine is to drink a turmeric tea at night where I get turmeric, lemon juice, ginger, hot water, and that's what I drink every night. And it's supposed to be good for your digestion. And it's just, I don't know, I like it.
You're crunchy granola. What are you turned into?
Whatever. Very good. Now, turmeric, as we know, is yellow. And it stains.
It stains.
So when I was brushing my teeth that morning of my appointment, I'm like, oh, crap. My fake crown, whatever, is so yellow. The temporary one is so yellow. It's so bad.
It absorbed all the color.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I go into the office and I, you know, whatever. And then as he's pulling it out, I could see him pulling out the temporary. And it is bright, bright yellow. So I felt like I needed to explain why it's so yellow. So, you know, when you're in the middle of a procedure, your lip is like, you know, numb. They get the Novocaine. They get that little tube thing that's sucking on the saliva. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to talk like, because her turmeric. And he goes, oh, you know, I was thinking, like, why is this tooth so yellow? I'm like, you probably judge so many people's teeth just because.
Oh, I see.
Not that you're a bad person, just because you probably are always judging people's teeth, right? If that's your industry, if you work as a dentist, you can't help but when someone smiles, look at their teeth.
But it's part analysis, part comparison, right? So it can also be called, you know, you're judging, but...
You're judging.
It's judging, but it's also...
Hairstylists,
like,
I know you're judging. You're looking at my bad hair day, and you're like, gosh, I wish that girl would just give it more volume on to... I know, it has to happen, right?
Let me think here. I always used to judge club DJs because that's what I did.
Yeah, see?
And right. Or at weddings, when they're playing music at weddings. Oh, it drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
Does it intimidate you having a conversation with someone who is so good at their whatever or expertise that you know they're judging you? Do you ever feel like anytime I talk to a stylist, a hairstylist, I almost don't want to have conversations with you people because I know
you're critiquing my hair and how I am. No, I don't care. I'm
really?
Like, whatever. Yeah. Like,
it doesn't get in your head?
No, not really.
Oh, man, is it just me?
I don't care what people... I used to care. I mean, I do. Everybody cares what people think about them, but more and more, I become less and less aware of it. Just don't even care anymore. You know? Of course, I never let my judging down, but you know, I let my being judged just roll off my back.
So is it just club DJs and weddings at DJs
yeah,
at weddings?
Yeah, that's my main one.
That's your big thing that you judge?
I mean, we could all pull way back out. Let's go global here. I mean, anytime you're in public, you're looking at people to see if they're good looking or not.
Oh, okay. So I'm doing more than just judging what they look like. Yeah, this is like a fine-tuned judgment. This is like, you know, what you walk around life judging, like the dentist and the teeth.
Yeah.
I know you drink turmeric. Disgusting. If I didn't explain, my doctor would have been like, oh, God, why is she a new... Who accepted her as a new patient?
Yeah, but wait till, you know, 10 minutes later when Mangle Mouth comes in, he forgets all about you.
That's so
okay,
true.
Okay, then. All right. And the buzz, Suzanne, Sandy. Now, these thunderstorms that came through this morning, that was the first wave. Now we're going to have just a possibility of more scattered ones around the area today. And about 84 degrees, Sandy.
I don't know if there's really Apple Cinema confusion. Is there? 818-2899. So two Rochester movie theaters are listed in a federal lawsuit. Apple has filed. Apple, like your phone, Apple.
Like the
your
iPhone computer, Apple people, right.
They have filed a lawsuit against Apple Cinemas. And you know how we have two Apple Cinemas here in Pittsburgh and Greece. They are listed in this lawsuit.
Are they the only two?
No.
Oh, okay. So that whole company.
They're just part of this big list.
I see.
Lawsuit states that the owner of Apple Cinemas, Inc., mm-hmm. quote, deliberately misuses the Apple name and profits from the company's trademark and brand, referencing public confusion.
Oh, yeah.
That the brands are related. I never once thought that Apple owned Apple Cinemas. There was no confusion for me.
That was the first thought that went through my head.
Really?
Yeah,
but once you see the logo, you know it's completely different.
I've never seen the logo.
Well, it's an apple, but it's not the same kind of apple.
Does it have a bite taken out of it?
Does it? Wait, now I got to think of what's the... It's colorful, more colorful. It's like spiraled, like a film strip. It's like a film strip in the shape of an apple.
See, that's got a bite taken out of it.
No, I know that apple. Yeah. He's showing me his phone. No, I know that apple. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking Apple Cinemas is okay. The film strip look.
Yeah, I mean, it was only fleeting for a second. And at that point, I was like, whatever. If it is, cool. If not, then it's the same name. It never got to me that it would be some kind of crossing the line for trademarks and things like that.
This is such... I don't know. Is it really worth it, really? So I guess apparently Apple Cinemas, and if anybody works there, call into the show, 818-2899. Apple Cinemas, I guess, started in Apple Valley Mall in New England.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they call themselves Apple Cinemas, because the very first one is Apple Valley Mall.
Well, they should be able to prove that then, and then win the case.
I don't know if it's that easy. I don't know about these trademark cases, but I don't know if it's that easy.
Yeah.
It's these big companies, too. What was my husband, a girl that my husband went to school with, mm-hmm. has a golf company. Like an apparel, golf apparel company.
Yeah.
And her name is Taylor, Oh, wait, her name or her kids' names are Taylor and something. So her logo was TJ. I don't know. It was like, it kind of looked like, but was completely different than Taylor, like the TaylorMade, like the golf company TaylorMade.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was like barely the same thing.
And she got whacked?
And she's just a regular mamapreneur, like barely has anything. And this company gave her a cease and desist. And said, "Hey, listen, we will sue you if you don't change your name." And she's like, "But it's the name of my children." And
yeah,
it's
right.
Just, and they're like, "No, we will. We're bigger than you. So just test us." I'm like, "Oh my gosh."
She had to
bullies.
So she had to test or
change everything.
Yeah, really?
Change everything.
What'd she Taylor change it to?
I don't remember.
Her other kid's name Swift. She called Taylor Swift.
I know, right? Is Taylor Swift going to all of a sudden sue everybody that goes by Taylor? Like, you can't own an apple. It's an apple. All of a sudden, apple farmers are going to be sued?
No, but it's funny because, like, if Apple doesn't do something like that and leaves the gray areas getting wider and wider and wider, then, right?
Hey, so I agree. Team Apple?
I agree. I'm not saying that they should hurt the little guy, but I get it. I don't agree that they should come after, you know, Apple Cinemas, but I understand.
Is it really deliberately misusing, deliberately misleading the public? I don't know.
Do you remember that wrestling place and the guy that would say, "Let's get whatever, you know, to ready to, you know, that, that
oh,
guy?
Oh, ready, let's get ready to rumble."
Say it.
Yeah, you're not even supposed to say
No. And we've been given yearly emails saying, "Do not play it. Do not say it. Don't play the song from Jock Jams where it's in the middle of it, or we're going to get sued because they've got these electronic sniffers that listen for that." That is too much.
That is a lot. You're right. It is kind of like I don't know. And it okay. Well. So, if anybody is, I don't know. Don't even say the word apple. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow's kid, is she going to get sued?
I know, right?
Was it Gwyneth Paltrow's kid?
Yeah, maybe if the kid got a literal Apple iPhone Mac logo tattooed on her, it would be okay. Then she's clear. I got the logo. Right? Got the logo right there.
I don't know. But that's just what you'll hear about today, the Apple Cinemas confusion.
Yeah, we still love you. We still go there. I want to say hi to Lisa over at OptiPro. She won those tickets to Bonnie Raitt a few minutes ago. She says she listens on the way into work and also listens at work. So OptiPro, we love you guys. Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, if you ever want to come in, tomorrow is Thursday, and if you ever want to come in to Live Audience Thursday, just reach out to us, 989thebuzz.com. I called a whole bunch of people yesterday and got them on the schedule. So just fill out the form. You can come hang out with us for the 8 o'clock hour.
I just found out that tomorrow is her birthday. She could have come in tomorrow for her birthday.
Ah, Lisa.
I know. We just met.
That would have been a great birthday celebration with Donuts Delight. And we play Keep It PG.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Do shots.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so anyway, that's tomorrow here on The Buzz in the commercial-free 98. Straight ahead.
It's Pisano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.